Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for your mighty Jesus. Mane ti arena na we ti arana boshia na na boshia. Mane na boshia arena na 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 we na na we ti arana. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has for you.
Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning 6 feet over and not under, that we are alive to magnify, glorify, and be purpose-filled of the mission for you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we have our eyes and our limbs, and we're able to get around and just be able to do what we need to do. Lord, we thank you for just stirring up the Holy Spirit in us this morning. We thank you for shaking up our blood inside our circulation. Lord, we just thank you for cleansing our blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit of joy and discernment. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom, Lord. We thank you for the guidance today, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for all things. We just thank you. We just thank you. We're so grateful, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We're so thankful, Lord. I just have so much gratitude. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now for the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest, according to Proverbs 10:5. Help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear, according to Proverbs 20:12. Give us wisdom to use you to win your people to your kingdom. Lead us to them and tell us what to say, that they may be saved, according to Acts 1:8. We are not ashamed of your gospel, for it is the power of you, God, unto salvation. Hallelujah. According to Romans 1:16, give your servant boldness to stand up for you and tell others what you have done for us, according to Acts 4:29. Help us to make disciples for you, for when no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety, according to Proverbs 11:14. We want to be vehicles for your Holy Spirit. Lead us into the north, south, east, west. Help us to bring them and lead them out of the darkness into the light, according to 1 Peter 2:9. I believe you are adding to your church daily such as should be saved, according to Acts 2:47. We go forth to do your will. We go into the entire world that you have called us to and preach your gospel, according to Mark 16:15. We go rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instantly in prayer and distribution to the necessities of the saints, according to Romans 12:12-13. We will walk worthy of our calling with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with another in love, enduring to keep the unity of Holy Spirit and the bond of peace, according to Ephesians 4:1-3. We will not follow after signs to believe on your word, but rather signs will follow us because we believe on your word, according to Mark 16:17. And that is the prayer, hallelujah, for this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you this morning. Oh, man, wake up, people. Just lift your hands up. Now, we was in the club, you'd be like, wave, you lift your hands up and wave them in the air like you just don't care. But do not be ashamed to praise him. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Just a sign of thanksgiving and gratitude. And do not wake up in attitude, because the way you start, hallelujah, is the way your day will complete. But we thank God for favor. We thank God for guidance. We thank God for love. We thank God for peace, peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read Genesis, out the first of Genesis. And that's beginning from the 11th verse. First, Genesis 11 verse. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yield seed in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding forth after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights and the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God saw two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes, thank you, Jesus. And God sent them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. That was First Genesis from 11 through the 18th. We're going to read scriptures. We're going to go through this Bible every single day, 7 days a week, with praise, worship, prayer, and word. 15 minutes a day. You got 15 minutes a day? You don't have to be in here every day, but just take a little time. And this is all for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And have a very blessed and productive day. Continue to worship.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus.